So I do feel a need to apologize tonight. The shiur is going to be a bit shorter than usual because I'm on my way to the airport and I'm flying out to the States right after today's shiur. Hopefully, I'll be back before Shabbos. I say hopefully, and please, before coming to the shiur, contact our dear friend, Reb Binyamin, right? Rosengarten, yes. Reb Benny Rosengarten, our dear friend. I did not forget your name, but just sometimes I just my tongue gets confused. So probably some of you know our dear friend Reb Benny Rosengarten. He's the father of this shiur, and we all thank him for taking care of whatever needs to be taken care of. So yashar koyach, and most probably we will have a shiur next week. I hope to be back before Shabbos, but not always could I plan in advance. So, Parshas Mishpotim is this week's Parsha, and many of the fundamental halachos and dina momenes have their source in this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpotim Kishmo Keinu. But today we will be briefly discussing maybe the most fundamental of them all. And if one would choose, what is the most yesodis the kedin and dina momenes? What would it be? I think a true Lamdan would say, Hamoitzi mechaveiro yolav arayim. That is probably the most fundamental of all the halachas in Dina Momenes. In modern language, I don't really know how to say it in English, but in modern language, in Hebrew, it is Haschut lehenot min hasafek. How would you translate that in English? How do you call muchzak in English? The fundamental principle, Hamoitzi mechaveiro yolav arayim. So in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, the Gemara asks, how do we know this? Yisoid is the Kaloch, HaMoitzim HaChaveru L'Varayim. Mi Bal Dvorim Yigash Eilai. And that's a posik in this week's Pasha. And then the Gemara says, why do we need a posik? Why do we need a source in Toiras Moshe for such a simple halacha? Man dekuev like Eva Ozelevei Asya, Lomeli Kros Vori. And only twice in Shas do we find this principle, Lamali Kro Savori. Maybe three times in Shas, but source number three in Nidid Avchofe, the Loshan is Lamali Kro Savore Ba'almahi. And if you examine closely the Suge Nidda, you will understand why I say twice and not three times. The Gemara in Zidda is not similar to two other sugis. Bava kama mem vav, when we're dealing with the concept of amoitze mechaveri ulevaraya. Koyach ha-muchzak. The Gemara wants to base this principle on the pasuk, and then the Gemara says, no need. This aloch is so fundamental, and so poshut, lo meli kros vori. Mandako avalika eva, ozele beyasya. What does that mean? It's Aramaic. What it means is, if you have a problem, try to solve your issues. If you're sick, you need to go to the doctor. So what does that have to do with Dina Mominis? It has to do. So the person that's muhzak, he doesn't have a problem. That one that claims his money and he wants to change the status quo, he wants to change the present status quo, he needs to deal with the issue, and he needs to prove that there is reason, ample reason, to do that change. And that is a principle of Amoitzi Mechaveru L'Rayah. Where else do we find similar argument? Lomeli Krosvori, in Ksubas Dav Chov Beis. When the Gemara asks, how do we know the principle of Apesha Osar, Hu Apesha Hitir? And that is Migo. So some of the great Rosh Hashivas in recent generations argue that shnei dinim, apesha osa lachud, migo lachud. To me, it's a milsa de pshita. Hainu hach, it's the same. Pesha osa, pesha hita, that is migo. Migo is a pesha osa, a pesha hita. And the Gemara says, how do we know the halach of migo, apesha osa, a pesha hita? Es bitinu tati le isha ze. Es bitinu tati osro le isha ze hitiro. And then the Gemara once again has the same argument. Lo melikro. We will not discuss today, because our time is so short, the basic idea of Savora. What is the koyach of Savora? Why in these two sugyas it is clear in the eyes of Chazal, that Svara is so fundamental that there's no need to seek a source. Lama likra Svari. And in many other sources in Shas, we find a Svara, and it's only the Rabbanon. Like Berchas Ananin, Osela Odom, Shianim Yodem Azebeli Broch, and the Gemara says specifically that Svari, and Afar Piken Berchas Ananin Rabbanon. This is a question we dealt with at other opportunities, and we, B'siyata D'Shmaya, will still deal in many opportunities, but that's not the sugya we'll be discussing tonight. What I would wish briefly tonight is to explain the principle of muhzak. So in Chazokas, regarding Sofek Mamoin, we find three different halachas, three different definitions, three different concepts. Maybe there are two. But there are three lishoines: cheskas karkois, cheskas metaltalin, cheskas mamoin. Are they two or three concepts? Two, maybe three. Regarding karka, there is no din of muhzak, and whenever we have a suffix, who is the proper owner? Morakama has the overriding strength. The person that presently is in the house or in the field, doesn't have a din of muhzak. Because muhzak relates to metaltalin, or to money that a person keeps in his pocket, in his house, in his bank account. When you're dealing with real estate, the stronger argument is the one that has morakama, the one that could prove he was the proper owner before we had reason to doubt. So there's a machloikis. One person sits in the house. He's in the house. He lives there. And he argues, I bought the house. We say, do you have proof? Do you have documentation that you bought the house? No. But I'm muhzak. I live here. And the other party says, I have documentation. The house was mine. If you can't prove that you purchased and a proper transaction, then we take him out of the house and we give the house to the previous owner because the previous owner has proof and he has documentation and he has evidence. So by karka, there is no muhzak. By karka, the morakama is the one that has the stronger argument. Metaltalin is different. Cheskas metaltalin, as we learn in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Lamed Gimel B'Sif Aleph, Misha metaltalin tachas yodoi, he is perceived as Bailim, and he needs no evidence. The one that argues, it was mine and it still is mine, he is the one that has to prove his case. And if he can't prove that he did not sell it, then the muhzak is the one that is zoche bedin. So metaltalin is different than karka, and that is what we define as cheskas metaltalin. What do we call cheskas mamoin? Cheskas mamoin is when the claim is money. The argument is you have to pay. So one party says, I lent you money and you didn't pay. Or you purchased and you didn't pay. So the one that is the moitzi, the claimant, he has to prove his case. The defendant doesn't have to prove his case. His argument is, Hamoitzi mechaveroi olav araya. And the defendant, yesh lo zchut lehenot min hasafek. That is the modern definition of this eternal halacha that goes all the way back to Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav and to many Mishnayos in Seder Nezikin. Not only say the Nezikin, say the Kochim as well. There are a few Mishnahs of Masechet Brachos in which we learn. So we have Cheskas Mamoin, and that is when we're dealing with a claim, monetary claim. Cheskas Metaltalin, when the argument is about a certain object, a given object. And Cheskas Karkois, when the question is regarding real estate, fields or houses or factories. Anything that is real estate. By real estate, we say cheskas morakam. So how do we define cheskas mamoin? Many of the gedolim in recent generations Gaon Basroi, Gedoyle Roshe Hayeshivas, deal with the question, is Muchzak a bitter or a din? Bitter or din? Is it because we believe this is as if proven that Masha Tachas Yad Odom Hu Shaloi? There's a lesson in the Gemara, Bava Kama Dav Gimel. Anan Sahadi, Made Tofes Haidi Dei, Ve Made Tofes Haidi Dei. Anan Sahadi. We bear witness. We. Anan Sahadi, Made Tofes Haidi Dei. And many Achroinim argue this lesson proves that it's a birur. What is that birur based on? There's a lesson in the Gemara, Shvuas Mem Vav. Achzuki Inish Bagaz Lenusa Lo Machzikinan. Probably, most people are proper, have a cheskes kashas, they're not genovim. So some achroinim tie together. Shavuos menvov, achzuk inish begaz lenu se lo machzikinan, bovim etziye dav gimel, anan sahad amayde tofes haidi day, to argue that cheskes momen is a birur. To me, totally ridiculous. Cheskes momen is a birur. A birur? Could we define that as a birur? So others argue it's a din. What do we mean when we say it's a din? We're not convinced at all that he is the proper owner. It's a total suffix. But it's a technical din. You know, you are the one that wants to change, then prove that there is reason to change. And based in as if says, we have no inkling, we have no idea who's the owner. But Sheval Tyson. As long as you don't bring proof, then we just status quo. We don't do anything. But we're not convinced at all that he's the proper owner. But then, what'll be the din regarding Cheskes Metaltelin? There's an argument on a certain object, and the person takes this object and he's Mekadesh Ishu. Would we say Sofek Mekadeshes? Or is he Mekadeshes Vaday? To me, it's a Milsa Depshita Mekadeshes Vaday. And therefore, what I want to be mechadish is no bitter and no din. I think both these hagdoras are not right, and they don't make sense. Cheskes momen, cheskes metalten is not a bitter, and it's not a din ba'alma. It is what we would define in modern Loshen Kodesh, a hanocha. In English, an assumption. An assumption is not a proven fact, but it is something we properly assume. So the halacha of Cheskes Momen is we are to assume that probably if an object is in a person's possession, we assume that it's his. Not because he proved it's his, we're not sure it is, but that is a halachic assumption. So an assumption is somewhere in the middle. It's not just we don't know. Yes, we don't know, but we assume. And that is the halacha. We are to assume. And many yesoides ha-mishpot, which achroinim ha-mafalpel, birur o din, to me it's a pshitas, it's not a birur and it's not a din. It is an assumption. Hanocha, aleinu lahaniach shekachem. So when a person is muchzik in momen, we are to assume probably he is the owner. And why is that? Because that is the way people assume. And that is the way people perceive. And the perception of people has halachic relevance and validity. So al pi halacha, that is the agdora of muchzak, of cheskes momen. We are to assume that probably he is the proper owner. Nobody proved that he's proper owner. But it's not just a technical din. We don't know. We don't know, but this is what we should assume. So the Gemara says, Goydris ein lehem chazaka. Goydris means sheep, goats, behemedaka. What is unique about behemedaka? So in this land, in the land of our forefathers, Barzenu Hagedosha, still many places in the land, you can see Arab nomads or shepherds, and even at Amot, in Yar Amot, 5 minutes from my house, sometimes there are little herds of animals. That is what Chazal define as Goydrois. Gidrois Tzoin. B'nai God u'b'nai Reuven. So Behei Medaka, what is unique about Behei Medaka? They roam and they graze. So the fact that they are presently in a given field means nothing. So you don't have a din of muhzak. By goydris, there is no din muhzak. So Rabbi Elchanan mitzitzach, Rabbi Elchanan asks, okay, goydris ein behem birur, because maybe it's just by chance that they went into your field. Right now they're in your field. 10 minutes later they'll be in the neighboring field. They roam. They roam and they graze from one place to the other, from one field to the other. So Goydris Eilem Chazokas, Rav Elchanan asks. So we don't have proof. But still, why wouldn't we say, they're in my soda? So the way I understand, Muchzak is not a technicality. It's not enough that they're in your house. It's not a technicality. The entire koyach of muhzak is only because we assume. And when we should not assume, and the assumption is not a proper assumption, then there is no koyach of muhzak at all. So Rabbi Elchanan and Rabbi Shimon and many other great Rosh Hashivas said, Shnei dinim b'muhzak. Birur and din. And as usual, I don't like Shnei Dinim. One din, neither birur nor din, but somewhere in between. The koyach of muhzak is based on an assumption. So most objects and most things, we should properly assume if they are in the possession of a person, probably he is the proper owner. If he's not the proper owner, why would they be in his possession? But dvorim asuyim lahashil v'lahaskir, there's a gemach in town, and the gemach gives out chairs, and they have 500 kiseot plastic shel keter. So in this shchuna, this town, if chairs of keter are in your house, people wouldn't assume that you're the proper owner, because these same chairs are in a different house every night, whoever makes a bar mitzvah, a sheva bruchas, or a bris. That is what Chazal defines as Dvorim Asuyim Lahashel Velaskir. There is no din of muhzak. It's the same geder as goydris. Because the koyach of muhzak is based on a fair assumption. We are to assume that any object which is in the physical possession of a person, we perceive these objects as his. And therefore, anybody that argues that they belong to him, he needs to bring evidence and he needs to prove his case. And as long as he doesn't prove, we say muhzak. We assume that the person that has possession of those objects is the proper owner, because that's a fair assumption. When we're dealing with sheep or goats, no. The fact that they are in your field right now means nothing, because these animals, by their very nature, graze and they're constantly on the go. And every hour they are somewhere else, and they move from one field to the other, and that is why Chazal were megana, roye behei medaka, roye behei medaka, or becheskas gazlonim, because that is the nature of little herds of behei medaka, and therefore there is no din muhzak. Dvor masir lahashon aska, there is no din muhzak. Bova basod av beizo medalaf. When a koisel is nofal, and the two neighbors, and some of the rocks and stones of the wall that crumbled are in one of the two fields, either on this side or on that side. So Tois explains there is no din muhzak, because we see that there was a wall between the two yards, and the wall crumbled. It fell. So would that prove the fact that the stones fell right or left? There is no din muhzak, because it's obvious what happened. So the fact that these rocks or these stones or these bricks are in the possession of one of the two parties doesn't prove that he's the proper owner, when it's quite obvious that the wall fell and the rocks just by chance happened to fall here or there. So these are examples when we don't say, Hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya, rather we say, Achloiku, or Shudda de Dina. Why? Because there is no din of muhzak. How about Cheskas Morakama? What?
You can see this is a nice stone that is when you look on
Yeah.
It's in micro form, then you can take it. Why? Because it's not different from Musaq.
That is not based on the din of Musaq. If one party could prove that these stones were his and now they're in his possession, that is not based on Musaq. The din of Musaq isn't relevant in this case. How about Cheskas Mora Kama? When we're dealing with karka and regarding real estate, we say the fact that you live in the house is not so relevant. What is more relevant is which of the two parties could prove that he is the previous owner. So when we're dealing with karka, we go Bosa Cheskas Mora Kama. Sora Bekiveg and Chuvasa Bekivega Kuf Lamidov argues Cheskas Mora Kama is different than Muchzak. And Cheskas Mora Kama is the same concept as Chazoka de Meikora. Chazoka de Meikora we learn from Nigoim in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. In the Pasha of Nigoim, Nigei Batim, the Posek says, V'yotzo ha-koyen es-abayis. The Kohen looks at the Nega. He cannot be metame the bayis as long as he is there. He leaves the house and then he's metame the Nega. So the Gemara asks, maybe from the moment you saw that Nega, 10 seconds later, you left the house, maybe the Nega changed. Maybe the color was altered. Maybe it's no longer a Nega Toma. So from here, Chazal learn, Azlina Bosa Chazoka de Miikora. So Rabbi Kivega argues, Cheskas Mora Kama is not Muchzak, because he no longer is Muchzak. He just has proof that previously he was the proper owner. That is the same as Chazoka de Miikora. Kuntes Asfeikas argues Cheskas Mora Kama by its very nature is the same as Muchzak, and that is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish and Lekuta Choshe Mishpat Simen Yud. And I think they're right. I think Cheskas Mora Kama is by its very nature the same as Muchzak. I think when dealing with a bailis, there is no Chazoka de Miikora. Chazoka de Meikora is either Cheskas Haguf, which is physical, or Cheskas Din, which is a din or a shame. Cheskas Heta, Cheskas Uiso, Cheskas Tuma, Cheskas Tahar, or Cheskas Haguf. Cheskas Haguf is Negoim, physical change. Cheskas Chai would be Cheskas Aguf. We knew that the person was alive 2 days ago. We assume and hope he's still alive. So in many sources in Shas, primarily in Ksubas Daf Ayin Hey, we learn about Cheskas Aguf and Cheskas Adin. In my opinion, regarding Mominus, there is no din of Chazoka de Miikora. We're not dealing with Cheskas Aguf. It's nothing physical. And it's not a din. It's neither heter or iser or tuma or tahara. It's a question of ownership. There is no chizoka de mikor. So to me, Cheskas Mora Kama is the same as Muchzak by its nature. What is the argument by Muchzak? We do not initiate a change unless we are compelled and convinced we need to do so. As long as there is no proof to initiate a change, we assume that he is the proper owner, and we won't change that. By karka, it is the same. We assume that the one that was owner, and he has proof to his ownership, we assume he is still the proper owner, unless we have proof to initiate the change. So the difference between Cheskas Mora Kama and Muchzak is just dealing with the time zone. But in essence, it is the same principle. I even go beyond that and say all the chazokas are basically the same principle, even chazoka de miikor. Fundamentally, they're all the same. And by chazoka de miikor, we assume that the previous din or the previous matzav is nimshach, unless we have proof that something changed. So b'chazoka de mikora, we're dealing either with the cheskes aguf, with physical change, or with halachic status change, halachic status, which is iser, heter, tumet, tahar, chiyuv, ptur. And by momenes, it is the same fundamental principle, even though by momenes, it is not based on the gzeis akosav of parshas negoim, but rather on a yisoides de kasvor betoides de mishpot, man de kuev le keeve or ze le beyas. But they are all fundamentally related. Kach nera lachoira laanius daiti. So the short shiur I just gave is a very brief, but to me, very important and fundamental approach to one of the most yisodis, the kalochas and choshe mishpot. Maybe the most fundamental yisod in dina momenes, which is korech hamuchzak hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haray. So before I'm on my way to the airport, let me just share a thought on Mamed Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira, because Parshas Mishpotim is a continuation of Parshas Yisrei. And we're still learning about Kabbalah Satoira. On one hand, in the weekly Parsha, Gdimu Yisrael Nasa Lenishma, and Chazal speak about the unbelievable heights of Gdimu Nasa Lenishma. And on the other hand, the Pesuk says, Vayisyatzvu b'tachta zahar, malamed shekofa kodesh boch olehem har kegiges, and Tosfos and Shabbos Beis Zayin asks, this seems to be an extreme contradiction. On one hand, kof olehem har kegiges, which seems to indicate that it was coercion. On the other hand, ikdimu nasa l'nishma. So Tosfos answers, HaKodesh Baruch Hu kivyochol was afraid. Kodesh Baruch Hu was never afraid. In a way, he was choshesh that when the Jews, when the Eden will see the fire on Har Sinai, they will retract. They will regret. They'll turn back. And that is why, Kofalem Har Kegiges, you have no way out. You're stuck. No way out. That's the answer of Tosfos. V'libi yoimeli, nitna rishos. I suggest a different idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and tells Bnei Yisrael, I plan to give you a Torah. Of course they'll say yes. Instinctively they'll say yes. Because they got one amazing gift after the other. Slav, man, mineral water, wherever they went. Be'er shel Miriam. Everything was air conditioned. Anan haya kovet. Simlos chubeloi bolso me'olecho, rag lecho lo betzeiko. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, I have something else to give you. Of course, they'll say yes. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make it very clear. Kindalach, Lo yisrur ani noisunachem, avdus ani noisunachem. What I offer now is not an additional privilege. Yes, it's a privilege, but it's a burden. It is a burden. Never for a moment in your entire lives will you be free. You will be slaves, not to mortals, not to Bos of Adam, but to me, to Melech Malchei Amlochem. And every moment of your lives, 24/7, b'machshove, b'dibur, u'b'maisa. I demand it all, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I leave nothing for doubt. I want all you have to give. Machshova, debo, v'maisa. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From sunrise to sunset, including your nights. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kindalach, I want this to be clear. What I offer now is a Torah. Taryag mitzvahs. All the others have sheva mitzvahs. All I demand from them is be a mensch. Don't kill, don't rape, don't steal. Be decent people. And you're good. What I demand from you is something totally different by nature. Taryag mitzvahs. Not 7, 613. Machshova, mitzvahs shebalev, choyves alvovesem, choyves oeverim. Everything a human being could possibly give, I demand it all, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the symbol of Avdus? What symbolizes Avdus? So there's a Gemara in Yevamis Memvav. When you purchase an Eved Kanani chayev b'mitzvahs ke'isha. So the procedure is he needs to do tevila. And in that tevila, he becomes an Eved. He achieves the status of an Eved Kanani. So the Gemara says, how does one do tevilas Avdus? He does tevila. And when he sticks his head out of the water, Amtele zulte detine areshe. You put a vessel on his head. And that overturned vessel on the head of the Eved symbolizes Avdus. And that is what transforms his tevila into tevilas Avdus. How amazing. Kli al reishoy. That symbolizes Avdus. Kof oleim haraki gigis. It was a huge collective kli on the collective head of Klal Yisroel to symbolize Avdus. Ve'af al pikein higdimu nasa l'nishma, and that is what makes Mamed Har Sinai so unique and so special. It was a Mamed of Simchasu Avdus, and that is different. Throughout the ages, nobody was happy with slavery. Every slave dreamed about freedom. Some of them jeopardized their lives to achieve freedom. Some of them fought for freedom, but they all dreamed about freedom. So the Gemara says, "Zchus hu le'eved sheyetze mitachas yad rabbi lecheres zochen liyodam sheloi bafonav." That's the sugya in Gittin Yud Aleph and in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel. Klal Yisrael is different. We opted for Avdus. Being fully aware. Being fully aware. Kof aleim arke gigas. Suddenly, chashchu ha-ma'oris. It was dark. And they all looked up. What did they see? Har kigigas. Like an overturned vessel over their heads. Being fully aware that this is Avdus. Afal pikenik dimona salanishma. So there's a beautiful story I told many times, a story that I heard from the Leif Simcha from the Gera Rebbe. And the Leif Simcha told me that he heard this story from his great father, the Imre Emes. So the Imre Emes told that once the Svasemes Sukkos said, "V'mezuktunu Hashem kemen poilin de gres tezachen." Well, I look around, I'm not sure everybody understood what I just said. So when you say Ono Hashem, you could achieve the greatest things. Sosam v'lei pirish. And the Imre Emes says there was a vikuach between Ziknei HaChasidim. Did he mean Ono Hashem Oishiono or Ono Hashem Atzlichono? So the other day in the morning when they said Halal in the Besmedish of the Svasemis, 50% of the Chasidim shouted at the top of their lungs Ono Hashem Oishiono and the others Ono Hashem Atzlichono. And the Imre Emes said, I understood that my great father meant neither Ono Hashem Ashiyonu nor Ono Hashem Atzlichano, but Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Ad shebo Avraham venot al schar kulom. Nobody thought of that. So this is the story I heard from the Lev Simcha. Now let me share with you my interpretation of the story. So what's so great about Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho? In the entire Mishneh Torah, we find only twice that the Rambam uses the Loshon of Simchi Yisairo. Twice in the entire Rambam that we find Simchi Yisairo. And how do I speak with total confidence and I say twice? Truth is, I said this 20 years ago. I assumed that I remember the Rambam, that I learned the entire Mishneh Torah. But I can say that I wasn't afraid that somebody might lift his hand and say, Rebbe, no, there's a third source. But in recent years, you know, it's a modern world, so I once said this at a shiur, and somebody approached me right after the shiur, and he said, I checked you out, and you're right. It's only twice in the Mishneh Torah. So where do we find in Mishneh Torah the Loshon of Simcha Yisera? Saf Hilchos Lulav. Af al pi shekol amo yadim mitzvah lesmoyach b'hem b'yamei achag oisu shom Simcha Yisera. Sukkos is a time of Simcha Yisera, more than Shavuos and Pesach. Where else does the Rambam mention Simcha Yisera? Perek Gimel in Hilchos Chanukah. Ein oimerim hanal b'rosh Hashanah v'yoyim ha-kippurim lefi she'ein elu yomim shel Simcha Yisera. Ele yomim shel emo v'yiro v'fachad. So a halal we say b'simcha yaseir, and sukkos is simcha yaseir. Said the svasem is in chag ha-sukkos. V'mezok t'ono Hashem, you could achieve the greatest heights. Kiflayim simcha yaseir, shtei ta'id, and he says, ono Hashem ki ani avdecho. Do you know what ono means? Ono Hashem oishi ono, ono Hashem atzlich ono, is aleph nun aleph. Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho is aleph nun hey. Sounds the same, but it's a different word. And the Radak explains, aleph nun aleph is a plea, a bakosha. No, please, give. Aleph nun hey is an expression of gratitude. It's an expression of thanks. So a Jew, Amiris Halal b'chagas sukkos, Simcha Yisera v'keflayim, says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm so happy. What are you happy about? That I am a slave, that I have the privilege to serve you. Slaves don't talk much. They're not expected to talk much. But when a slave does have the opportunity to talk, he usually has what to ask for. More food, more drinks, another pillow, another sheet, some more vacation. Avodim have what to ask for. We have nothing to ask for. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all we wanted to say is thank you. Thank you for what? You let us serve. You let us be your Avodim. Simchas u'avdus. And that brings us all the way back to Har Sinai. That was the Simcha of Ekdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma, being fully aware, seeing that Har Kegiges, seeing that vessel on our heads, being fully aware that we're dealing with Avdus, Ekdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma. And that is the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we say in our Shabbos Teketfilas, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi Ki Eved Neman Koros Eloi. And that was the Simcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Moshe in the entire Torah. Loike en avdi Moshe. Vayom esha Moshe, Eved Hashem. Why Eved and not Ben? Because an Eved Sameach is greater than a Ben. And that's the Hechz the Madrega. Nothing tops Simchas u'Avdus. That is the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelka ki Eved neman koros aloi. And that was the unique greatness of Higdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma. Yes, Kofo Aleihem Har Kegiges. And that was the symbol of Avdus, Higdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma. So, everybody is familiar with Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah. In the Litvish Yeshivas, they always speak about Simchas HaTorah. Bechasidim, they speak more about Simchas HaMitzvah. But the most fundamental Simcha, which comes even before Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah, Simchas HaAvdus, the Simcha that we are in, the Simcha that we are the chosen people, the Simcha that out of the billions that walk the face of earth, we are the ones that are Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kinelach, Bonav Shel Elokeinu, and we are Avdei Hashem. It's quite a burden. The others have it far more easy, easier life, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach, but we are happy. We are happy to carry this burden, this oil. We are happy to be Avdei Hashem. And the Simcha of Avdus is the most fundamental Simcha that a Yid should have every moment of his life. Baruch Hashem, we are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. Lo merubchem mekalawamim, ki atem hama'at mekalawamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us because he loves us and we have the privilege to be Avdei Hashem. We should always have this simcha, this profound simcha of being avdei Hashem. V'yismach Hashem b'masav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be as happy with us as we are with him. We should be zorcha b'koro b'yomeinu, to be as Moshiach tzedkeinu, v'mheiru v'yomeinu woman. So, I'm on my way, and b'ez Hashem, I very much hope that next week we'll have the shiur.